This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. We're in the middle of November these days, and we have a big show for you this week. Our first guest was with us earlier this spring. We wanted her back, and she agreed to do so. The queen of country music, Loretta Lynn, will be here. Number 10, our beautiful friend Bo Derek will be joining us from Chicago Med, Colin Donnell, and Nick Gilthis. And joining us to recognize National Diabetes Awareness Month will be Davita Kruger. Next hour, new season of The Blacklist. We'll have Megan Boone joining us. Chicago Fire cast Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo. Actress Diane Cannon. And we're going to talk about November 11th, Veterans Day, with Mike Kelly. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause briefly. My first guest this first hour is Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter.
I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and there's only two people who can sing that song. One of them is Patsy Cline, who made it a hit, and the other one is our guest, who I am delighted to have on the show today. She is to country music what Elvis was to rock and roll, Sinatra was to pop. Joining us right now with a belated happy birthday greeting is legendary Loretta Lynn. Hi, Loretta. Welcome to the show.
Hello, and it's really nice to talk to you.
Well, it's great having you here, and after 30 years of doing the show, to say that we've got you here a few times, and I love that. You must like it here. That's an accomplishment all in itself, you know?
Yes.
I meant what I said when I said that only two people could sing that song, you and your dear friend Patsy Cline, who everybody loved as everybody loves you. But we're going to talk about this new book you have called Writing My Feelings. I found it rather interesting that you'd rather write than singing out on a crowd. I'm glad that you do both, dear.
Well, I try to do both, but I would. I love to write because it seems to me like I write about myself all the time. That way it takes a lot off of me. If I've got something on my mind, it helps.
Now, was it therapeutic? Was it hard to write this? Because I sensed by reading it that the memories that you had and shared with Patsy Cline were so much a part of this, and it's very emotional. I mean, I was getting emotional just reading it.
Well, her and I had such a good time together that we'd look at each other and laugh 1 minute and we'd talk about something that was sad, and then we'd both be crying. So we were two bad girls.
Well, there's nothing bad about that, Loretta. You know, here's the thing that I really appreciated. Now, you did everything together. You raised your children together. You did everything humanly possible together. Yet, you were so much connected with music and the art. A lot of times people new in the business doesn't want to share anything about themselves because they're worried about the competition. But you and Patsy were not like that, were you?
No. There's no competition. It's whatever they make it. It's however they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if competition's great, let them get it. I mean, more power to them.
Yeah.
But the trouble of it is, they don't work for it.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And that's the problem when fame comes to somebody so very, very young. Let's start in the beginning, okay? Didn't know that you were named after Loretta Young. You were delivered by a midwife who was 80 years old at the time and blind.
Yes.
Oh, man, you talk about, getting a rough start. And, of course, born in a two-room log cabin. But when you first got started in the business and your husband, Doolittle, said, let's go out and make some records, and the touring of that brings back the good old days of promoting a record. You went town to town delivering records to disc jockeys, did you not?
That's right. I really worked hard at it, but I would have never made it unless I had done this.
Yeah. Loretta, they can't do that today. They can't make the stars like yourself and Elvis and Sinatra and all those people we mentioned earlier because radio stations don't do that anymore, do they?
Well, it's not the radio stations, it's the person. You know, if you want to just sit down and say, hey, I've got a record out here and I'm a star and I'm going to be a star, it ain't going to make it.
No. You tell a great story. I love the story because being an old disc jockey, boy, I tell you, I remember this very well. You walked into a radio station to promote the record and you found the record in the garbage can. Tell us that story, because I think that's a great story.
Well, I went in and asked him if he got my record. Yeah, it was around here someplace, and they didn't want to play it. Blah, blah, blah. It was just like everybody else, just like every radio station. And I just looked down, and in the garbage can laid the Zero record. And I picked it up, and I said, so you got it and played it? And I said, well, what's it doing in the garbage can?
Yeah, that's the way it was, boy, I tell you. Come a long way from those days. She won the CMA's Female Vocalist of the Year Awards in 1967, 72, 73. In 1976, released her first best-selling autobiography, which was later made into a movie, Coal Miner's Daughter. 1972, named the CMA Entertainer of the Year, the first time in the history chosen for a woman, and inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1988, and three books to her name. Tell us more about Writing My Feelings. I find that a fascinating book.
Oh, the one of me and Patsy?
Yes, you and Patsy.
Well, it wasn't hard for me. I just close my eyes and think back. And I can hear her talk and hear myself talk. And it was just like she was here with me and we were doing all this now.
You named one of your twins after her, did you not?
Yeah, Patsy.
Patsy.
My daughter that helped me write the book.
Uh-huh. Where did you learn of the plane crash, Loretta?
Oh, my God. I don't even like to think about it.
I know. You don't have to.
I was in bed, and it was on a Sunday morning, and, you know, I was to go with her that time.
Really?
She was going to take me, and she was giving me $50 to go with her. And the little black book in Memphis called and said they would like to have me come down and sing on Saturday night. And I told Patsy, I said, Patsy, if I go to Memphis, they'll play my record, letting everybody know I'm going to be singing at the Little Black Book, and I'll get more publicity out of that than I will, you know, if I just went with you. So I'm going to go to the Little Black Book.
Yeah.
Or I'd have been with Patsy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, that's a frightening thought. It really is. You've written over 150 songs, And, you know, 79 charted records, including 52 top tens and 16 number ones. Boy, that is unbelievable. Did you ever think, as a young girl growing up, and you had it tough, there's no question about it, coal miner's daughter really profiles how tough you had it. Did you ever think that you would reach the stars as you have?
Honey, we had our radio, Philco radio, and we'd save the batteries till Saturday night to listen to the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
And I always listened to Ernest Tubb and Kitty Wells and Bill Monroe and all these big artists, you know. Never dreamed that I would ever be singing with them.
Yeah. You know, we've interviewed your sister, Crystal Gayle, many times. And the last time she was bragging about her new CD, which she had every right to brag about. And she was so excited because the first time ever you two did a duet on that CD.
We sang a little bit that day.
She was just ecstatic about it.
Well, goodness gracious.
See, you found out something that she didn't tell you, right?
That's right, because I've been singing with her since she was a baby, and now I'm much older.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time at the museum.
I do.
Yeah. I was watching a story a few months back saying that you go there and you talk to the people, you're very accessible, you sing
some... Oh, do I go over there and sign autographs?
Yeah. That's...
People come through, yeah.
Would you ever retire, Loretta?
Why?
May I tell everybody how old you turned on April 14th, or is that our secret?
Right on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Loretta Lynn, who sounds terrific, sings like an angel, writes great songs and books, turned 88 this past April 14th. I think that's sensational.
Thank you. I was born in 1932. Is that 88?
According to my calculations, that's 88, yes.
Is it?
If you want to cheat a little bit, Loretta, you can.
No, there ain't no use cheating. I don't care.
I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the name of the book about Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn is called Writing My Feelings. Get it now. It is a great book. And, of course, the recording that we played is the version of I Fall to Pieces, which, like I said in the introduction, only two people could sing it, Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn. Hey, Loretta, this has been a real treat for me. I got to tell you the truth.
Well, me too, honey.
And I hope one day that you come back and join us, and I'd love to come visit you at the museum. How would that
be?
Well,
come on down.
I would love to do that. I really do.
Well, come on. We'll go into the museum, and we'll have us a cup of coffee and piece of cake or whatever, and I'll bring you over to the house, and we'll do that.
Well, I got to tell you something. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a singer. And I sing with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the great songs of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s.
Oh, that's great.
So
I'd love to hear you.
You and I need to get together, and my goal would be to sit down and have an acoustic session with the great Loretta Lynn.
Well, we'll do it.
Now you made a reason for me to get up in the morning, you know that?
Where are you at?
I'm in Orlando, Florida. It's not that far away. Hop, skip, and a jump once the quarantine's over.
You need to come up.
I'll get on a plane, and I'll be up there.
All right.
Loretta, thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the great hours of entertainment you've given us, and we love you, dear.
Thank you, and I love you too, honey.
Thank you, Loretta.
Thank you.
Doesn't get any better than that, ladies and gentlemen. The great Loretta Lynn. Unbelievable lady. I love her. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. You talk about beauty and brains and talent. You got our next guest. You guessed it. And I know she gained a lot of notoriety being recognized as a 10. I go a little bit higher than that to a 12. Joining us right now is Bo Derek. Hi, Bo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for joining us. Nice to have you back. It's been some years since you've been with us, and it's good to have you back on our show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well,
there.
We got a lot.
With you.
Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate it. I normally don't have pretty girls tell me that, you know, so that... Now,
I'm sure.
You have a lot of things to talk about. This great thing that you're doing that is called American Hometown Heroes. Tell us about this, Bo, because I think this is sensational.
It really, I think so, too. I've been working with our disabled veterans for over 10 years through the Department of Veterans Affairs and chairing their rehabilitation events, which are the wheelchair games, the winter games, the summer games. But here's a situation where... independent Yellow Pages across the country in 49 states have gotten together and organized. They don't require any funds from anybody. None of our tax dollars. They just simply offer, if any veteran goes to hometownheroes.org, they will be directed to their local independent Yellow Page company and provided business planning, free advertising in the Yellow Pages, to start up their small business or offer their services and to help them get employment when they come home. And I love the idea that it's a group of entrepreneurs who came together and said, we want to do this because we want to do this, not because they get anything out of it. And I think that employment is high among our returning American heroes. And here's a link in that coming home and getting to work that I think private industry can provide better than a government agency and even probably a big nonprofit organization. And I hope that maybe other businesses can be inspired to do this and find a way to organize and provide these kind of services to these Americans who deserve everything we can give them.
Boy, amen to that. You know what's amazing to me, and I'm sure that you have found this on all of your work with veterans, is the fact that here are these people, men and women, go out and defend our freedom, and they come back to not only a economic condition of this country, which is suffering, but they come back to one that's even more so because they've been out of the workforce for so long, and employers say, hey, you know, we're looking for somebody with experience, and here are these people who the only reason they don't have the experience is because they're protecting our freedom.
But at the same time, and this is what employers should know, these are the such highly disciplined Americans and their experience and their training and what they can bring to any business is invaluable, I think.
Yes, you're right. You know, we were on a road trip not too long ago, and the driver of the coach I was in was a former veteran. And, well, not a former, a veteran. And and I said, why are you driving this coach? And he said, well, it's because it's the only job I had. In the 10, 12 days we were on that coach, I have to tell you something, Bo, this guy was most responsible, courteous, knowledgeable, and he, not to put down driving a coach as a bad job, but certainly was underneath his qualifications. And I just couldn't get over that, because here's a guy whose dedication, whose upmanship, it was right there, and he was driving a bus.
You know, maybe he, in the future, he can start his own transportation company, go to the VA or some of these nonprofit groups, get a small business loan, and then use Hometown Heroes to provide that interim service to start a business.
Yeah, what a great way to turn that around. I have to admit that that's a great incentive, and the way you phrased it is probably the best way it could be said. Off the subject for just a moment. Your image as a number 10 in that movie, have you ever been able to go someplace and someone not ask you about that? I mean, I feel kind of funny even bringing it up, but I will. And but the fact is that it's such a, I mean, it's like Elvis Presley combined with Hound Dog. You just can't, you know, you think of one, you think of the other. I mean, is that ever become a hindrance that you just want to go to the mall and look like, not like a person that's in the movies and as beautiful as you are?
Thank you. You know, it was such a gift in my life that I've always realized it was a pretty small price to pay. If I could have all the perks and benefits from having been in that movie, but I can't go to the beach anymore, I can't walk around the mall, I'm fine with it, and I always have been. I've always seen the other benefits that were provided.
Yeah, and again, I say that though, with all due respect, because I'm sure you're tired of being asked those kind of questions.
No, I don't mind at all.
I don't mind at all. I'm sure every guy in the world or woman who interviews you is going to bring that up, and me, I just want to fit in the mold and do the same thing.
You know, fortunately, I've always had a really good private life, so I don't need to. I've never had the need to go out and party all night or go to hot spots and be hassled.
Yeah.
I could give those up very easily.
Yeah, you know what? After you've done this for a while, Bo, and I can appreciate what you're saying, is that you just, home looks mighty fine sometimes. Now, going back to the American Hometown Heroes, if they want to learn more, all of our people that are listening to us, where can they do that?
AmericanHometownHeroes.org, and you will be directed to your local independent Yellow Page company who has already committed to provide this service free of charge and help you get your business and reach directly. It's the best way to reach your consumer and your potential clients is through your local community phone book.
Yeah, and as you alluded to before, this is so important, and you've got, you know, some great people with you, as I mentioned earlier, Ann Margaret, Diane Cannon, John Corbett, yourself. Any others? Not that you need any after that list.
Yes, we do. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but yes, and we've got some heavy brass in the military. The Department of Veterans Affairs jumped right on this. When it was first just a notion, I put them in touch, the Hometown Heroes Group, in touch with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and they pushed it along right away. They saw what an important service this would be to our veterans. So it was inspiring to see all these groups that normally there's so much red tape, so many, you know, so much research involved. Let's everybody talk about this for years before we move. I mean, it was up and running in probably 10 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's great. That goes to show the support from the private sector. That's phenomenal. And if you get a chance, please participate in this very good cause. AmericanHometownHeroes.com is the website. Bo, if you ever get down to Orlando, Florida, let us know. We'd love to have you as a guest.
Thank you. I'd love to.
Oh, let's do it. And stay lovely as always, dear.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Bo.
Okay,
bye-bye. The very lovely and talented, nice woman, very nice woman, Bo Derek. And we all remember her as a number 10 running on the beach in that famous movie that made her so popular. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. We are all across the USA and around the world and on our internet site, which is ronsedgy.com, R-O-N-S-E-G-G-I.com. Check us out.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election Saturday as results are still being disputed by President Donald Trump. Biden said he is, quote, honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in me and Vice President-elect Harris, referring to his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. President Trump responded in a statement saying, quote, we all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. He added, quote, legal votes decide who is president, not the news media. The results of Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are still being contested by the Trump campaign or are so close that they have not been called as of Saturday. Georgia is headed for a recount. Lawmakers are calling for a full audit in Pennsylvania, and court cases there and elsewhere, primarily centering around mail-in ballots, are playing out. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Ron Segi today. We are nationwide and around the world. And our next guests are from a TV show doing so well. They just started their brand new season. It airs Wednesday nights at 8, 7 Central Time on NBC. It's Chicago Med. Joining us right now is Colin Donnell and Nick Gilfus. Nick, Colin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you attribute the success of the show to, guys?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, it starts with really with Dick Wolf and the universe that he's created with these Chicago shows. You know, it started with the success of Chicago Fire, continued with Chicago PD, and we felt when we started a couple of years ago that we were in a great position to succeed, and thankfully audiences have latched on to us and are really enjoying what we're doing. We're very grateful to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a very exciting time for us as storytellers, because we're about to share what has secluded us for the past 7 months and the rest of our families and friends. But it's this one universe that really does it with the Chicago series. Yeah, it does start with Dick Wolf, and he's like the Dave Grohl of television when you think about it.
Yeah.
He's got these two major franchises. But this Chicago franchise is all about these shows intertwining, which you've never seen.
No, you're absolutely right. There are many times when Chicago PD and Chicago Fire all mesh together. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this, and I've asked this to so many people who are part of the Dick Wolf enterprise, and that is, has anybody ever seen Dick Wolf?
He is, in fact, a real person.
Is he really? You don't see him in the trade magazines. I don't have no clue what he looks like, and we've been talking about his shows for the past 20 years, you know?
That's doing something right then, isn't he?
Well, he sure is. He knows how to stay out of the spotlight. Now, your character, Nick, is the stressful supervisor of an ER, an attending physician. I've always said that the toughest job in the world's got to be a doctor in the ER, sees everything. And then you have your problems, Colin, as a aspiring rising star as a heart surgeon. And there's all of these not only technical things and life-saving things that you're dealing with, but now you're dealing a little bit with mind and heart when it comes to romances and balancing, how to handle your cohorts in the emergency room.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the great things about this season is we're really getting to see, not just the action of the emergency department and the operating room, but we're really seeing how work affects personal life and how personal life then affects work. We all feel like we're kind of taking a deep dive this season into those into that interplay, and it's been really exciting to be able to shoot that and to be able to really dig into those characters and the way that it's all come together and fighting each other, really.
Is it difficult to learn the medical terms? And we're not talking about, the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry now, okay? We're talking about terms that are very difficult to ascertain. Is it tough to learn the lines when you have these kind of terms that you have to deal with in order to make it look and sound realistic?
Yeah, it's a foreign language when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And it definitely demands time and attention. But at this point, we were just talking, we have a foundation set, so that's great. They throw some zingers in there every once in a while where it's like, oh, yeah, this is very, very humbling that these people have these words in their back pocket.
There's a great outtake reel out there somewhere.
Oh,
there should be.
I would love to see that. I would give anything. Are there real doctors on the set to kind of set you straight if indeed you try to deviate from the medical terms or how things are done?
Always.
Yeah, we have some wonderful consultants. Bobbin Bergstrom and Dr. Andrew Dennis are with us full-time, making sure that we actually look like we know what we're doing. We actually have real nurses and doctors who come to be background actors.
Yeah,
wow.
We call them expert extras.
Yeah, our expert extras.
That's very
it's great.
Cool.
I mean, it blends a realism to the show and keeps us from straying too far from the reality of all the medicine.
What about spending time in the ER? I know a lot of times when you're doing a show that is based on real type of occupations, whether it be law enforcement, medical, attorneys, they spend some time. Have you both spent some time in the emergency room just seeing how it's done in real life?
Yeah, for sure. One of the consultants, Dr. Andrew Dennis, that Colin just mentioned, he works at a hospital where we're allowed. I still use it as a resource all the time. I mean, I think that I attribute most of what I'm able to do because of that. Yeah, I mean, there's no substitute really for being able to witness what these people are doing on a day-to-day basis, and it gives you a context not only for the reality of the situation, but it gives you an insight into you know, what these people go through emotionally and what they have to deal with. You know, the life and death situations that we're portraying on TV, they actually live, and it's it gives you a wonderful respect for these professionals and what they're able to accomplish on a day-to-day basis.
What a tremendous cast you have. You know, there's so many good people. You know, Nick, you bring a lot to the table with the recurring roles on Shameless, The Newsroom, The Good Wife, Person of Interest, Royal Pains, and on stage with Midsummer Night's Dream. You and I have something in common. We were both born in Cleveland, Ohio.
No kidding.
Yeah, what hospital were you born in?
I was born in Euclid Hospital. Near Little Italy.
Okay. Well, I was born in St. Luke's Hospital. I don't know if it's still there or not. They probably made it a temple. That probably made it a temple after I was born there. But I, yeah, born in Cleveland. Yeah, yeah. And
where were you born?
My grandparents. I actually was raised in Pennsylvania, but was on East 125th and Buckeye. But we're Italian, so I don't know what the heck we were doing in that neighborhood. But that's where we were. And calling you with the Showtime hit series The Affair. I love Pan Am, which you were part of, Person of Interest. But what role did you play in Jersey Boys?
Well, I was actually part of the ensemble there, and I covered a couple of the two of the four guys, main guys from the Four Seasons. So, but it was my first Broadway show. I'd been on tour with a Broadway production before that, but that was So I was wearing a monkey mask and playing guitar every night.
Oh, man. That is a tremendous show. And, of course, Meet Me in St. Louis and Wicked and Mamma Mia. Unbelievable, the talent that is with the show. Now, are you going to mix, we mentioned this a little bit earlier, are you going to mix a little bit of the characters from Chicago PD and Chicago Fire now in the third season of Chicago Med?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's part of the nature of this universe. It's just, they were able to intertwine all three of the shows so seamlessly, and that's one of the goals that Dick has strived for, and one of the mandates that, you know, he set from the very beginning was that we wanted to portray the reality of all these different facets of first responders and public professionals and seeing how they interacted in day-to-day life. So you'll see people popping up pretty much all the time.
We get to see one another from the other cast, believe it or not. We work in one big space, and you think we cross paths more often, but we don't. And so when we go do these crossovers, it's a treat, really. It's like going to your cousin's house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, don't say that. It's terrible when I go to my cousin's house for Thanksgiving. So don't use that analogy. So, anything but my cousin, please.
Okay. We don't have that in common.
Okay. That's right. You got Philip Winchester starring in the first episode, and this is kind of a follow-up of the cliffhanger from last year, is it not?
It is. We find out right at the beginning of the season the fate of Dr. Charles and what goes on with him, and we brought in Philip to shoot a courtroom scene that starts to deal with some of the fallout from the incident involving Dr. Charles.
Well, that's great. Well, I congratulate both of you on season number 3 of Chicago Med. Wednesdays at 8:00 Eastern on NBC. A great show and two fine actors. Nick, Colin, thank you so much for joining us. You're great guests. Please join us again. You're cool guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Feelings mutual.
For that, very nice. Now, I just have to ask you one question. I have this pain in my lower back. Do you think that maybe perhaps you could give me some advice on that?
You should probably call your doctor.
You just play one on TV, right?
Exactly.
Nick, Colin, thank you so much to you, my friends.
Same to you.
You too.
Nice guys. I mean it. And talented. Are you kidding me? Nick Gilfus and Colin Donald, and they are the two stars of Chicago Med. Wednesdays at 8:00 Eastern, 7:00 Central on NBC. And by the way, immediately following that show is Chicago Fire on Wednesday nights at 9:00 Eastern, 8:00 Central. And we'll have a couple of the stars from that show coming up our second hour today. But I want to remind everybody right now to check out out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We'll be right back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. Actually, every month should be. It's a very, very serious issue. Our next guest has been a certified nurse practitioner in diabetes for more than 30 years at the Henry Ford Health System in Detroit. And in 2017, she was named the Diabetes Educator of the Year by the American Diabetes Association. Joining us right now is Davita Kruger. Hi, Davita. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. It's my pleasure to be here.
Talk about November being National Diabetes Awareness Month. It is really something that is on our minds all the time. It has struck in my family on several different occasions. One in four older adults will probably incur diabetes. And how does diabetes now affect having this underlying condition with COVID-19? Because I know that is a condition that is not very good to have during this pandemic.
Well, you're absolutely right. And in addition to the statistics you shared, there's like 34 million people in the United States that have diabetes. When I started diabetes some 38 years ago, it was 8 million. So you can see that it continues to grow, and it is a very serious disease. So individuals, and 90% of those individuals have type 2 diabetes, which is a very serious disease as well. So what we have to remember is that people who have type 2 diabetes also have other diseases, such as high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol. They may have cardiovascular disease. They may have had a stroke. They may have had a heart attack or neuropathy. There's all kinds of things going on, and diabetes affects every organ in the body. So having said that, the people who have type 2 diabetes or have diabetes in general are just more exposed. They are greater risk for getting things like the flu and or now COVID-19. And so what do we want to do with these individuals? Aside from what we teach people is to wear a mask, keep your hands clean, keep your distance, we want to make sure that they remain physically active, that they eat healthy, that they take their medications as we prescribe them, and that they keep their diabetes in pristine control. And I know that people are moving away from healthcare visits because they're afraid to come into some of our offices, but we do telemedicine, and everyone else across the nation is doing telemedicine. So keeping your visit so that we can help you control your diabetes. And what we really want to do is control all of your blood glucose levels, is continuous glucose monitoring so that the patient's blood sugars, not only can they see them at home, but I can see them in a cloud base so that through telemedicine, I can better help them control their diabetes. So they're at greater risk, and if they get COVID-19, if their diabetes is not well controlled, they are at greater risk for complications. So we want to control their diabetes very, very well, and we are using more continuous glucose monitoring than we've ever used before.
Let's go back to the elementary part of this. What causes diabetes? In the old days, I can remember parents and grandparents saying, you're eating too much sugar, you're going to get diabetes. That's not really it, is it?
No, it's not it at all. And sometimes we still hear that. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease. Those individuals have a genetic predisposition, and their beta cells, which is the cell in the body that controls insulin, is destroyed by its own body. That's about 10% of all people with diabetes. Type 2 diabetes, there's a hereditariness to the diabetes. And those individuals often are a little more sedentary, maybe have a higher body weight, but they do have family history, typically, of diabetes. And what happens is they have an insulin resistance, which means that that insulin resistance in their body doesn't allow the body to utilize the insulin that the body makes. And so over time, the beta cell that produces insulin, it gets exhausted and over time says, I can't handle this anymore. It kind of poops out, and blood sugars start to elevate, and that's when we diagnose diabetes. Now, understand that this insulin resistance often happens 10 to 15 years before diagnosis of diabetes, and that even in 2020, probably 7 to 10 years people have diabetes before they're diagnosed. And if they're not diagnosed when they get diabetes, because they're often asymptomatic, meaning they don't have symptoms of the diabetes, then their blood sugars can be running high for a period of time, and they could get complications from higher blood sugar. So it's all about the beta cell and controlling the glucose.
And monitoring your blood. In my family, there were people that pricked their finger to check the level of glucose, but now there's innovative technologies available to help that without even being so invasive.
You're absolutely right. So one of the things patients hate the most is pricking their finger because it really does hurt. And then they're dealing with blood, and if they're out in public, what do they do? But mostly because it's very uncomfortable. comfortable. And then also with blood sticks, you know, if I'm lucky to get two a day, maybe four a day, and they're not as accurate as continuous glucose monitoring, because there's a ton of things that can play into the accuracy of finger sticks. So now we have continuous glucose monitoring, a teeny tiny device that goes on the abdomen with a sensor that sort of, well, I call it beaming, it's really Bluetoothing, the device from underneath the skin, or the glucose from underneath the skin, and it goes to either a smartphone or a receiver, and the patient, from moment to moment, in what we call real time, can see what's happening by looking at their phone or looking at the receiver, and it gives that patient not only their glucose at the moment, the direction the glucose is going up or down, it also gives that patient alarms if the blood sugar is going over a certain number or below a certain number. It warns the patient to prevent low blood sugar. Once that patient is got their data is being from their tummy to their phone, it can then go up into a cloud. And once it's in the cloud, I can pull it down on my side. And so when we do telemedicine, I can be able to give that patient direction about what's happening with their diabetes, and what we call time and range is what we're looking for. So 70% of the data I'm looking for, I want it in range so the blood sugars aren't high and low, but a nice flat way to get them to treatment goals. And so we can do a nice partnership of looking at this data together, and we certainly teach patients how to use it. And I have patients of all age groups that wear it, you know, as old as my oldest patient that wears it is 93 years old and does not have any problem with it. And then we're getting Medicare reimbursement, and Medicare is also paying for telemedicine, so we can protect these individuals at home and use CGM, which to me is a win-win all around.
Absolutely. In fact, that was my next question. How do you get reimbursed from that? I'm glad to hear that Medicare takes care of that. Where can we go, DaVita, for more information on this? This is absolutely unbelievable. I think this is great.
Yeah, it really is. It's never good to have diabetes, but this is about the best time. I would start have patients start by going to Dexcom, which is DEXCOM.com. That'll tell them more about continuous glucose monitoring, about the G6, how to get reimbursed, as well as information for their health care provider. And when they're ready to start it, there's places for them to learn how to use it. We also teach it through telemedicine, not only how to insert it, but also how to use the data. And also there's information they can print out and take to their health care provider.
Terrific. DaVita Kruger has been our guest. National Diabetes Month is November, and she is an educator and a practicing nurse that practices the Henry Ford Health System in Detroit for over 30 years with diabetes. DaVita, thank you so much for joining us. Terrific information.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care and stay safe.
You too. That is really not only important, but extremely interesting. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's going to put a wrapper on hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include Loretta Lynn, the beautiful Bo Derek from Chicago Med, Colin Donnell, and Nick Gofis, and also recognizing November as National Diabetes Awareness Month, Davida Kruger. Next hour, a new season starting up next week of Blacklist. Megan Boone will be joining us. Then from Chicago Fire, also a new season beginning for them, Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo, actress and now author of the new book out, Diane Cannon, and we'll be chatting about November 11th, very important date, Veterans Day, with Mike Kelly. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.